prescription strength wetness protection, but you don't need a prescription to get it. That's why I can recommend it. I used to be a doctor for pretend.
There you go.
There's the jingle. But this is not a segment about Old Spice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So this is a segment about foot powder.
About foot powder.
Yes, I've discovered, and this is a total old man person thing to do, that putting Gold Bond powder...
You know, Gold Bond is triple medicated. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Putting it in your shoes is amazing. It is an amazing feeling.
Really? Now, why? Why is this?
Because it keeps your feet so dry and cool all day.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is a total old man person. Downtown.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4788 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me. A little show. Y'all will finish telling you all about the weekend, and we'll see what else I have time for. Big Fatty. Hello, swelterers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you swelterers, because y'all, it's hot. It's still hot. I mean, it was 92 degrees at noon here in Fat Acres, and y'all, it's just it's supposed to cool down this week into the highs in the mid 80s. Oh, Big Fatty, where's my camisole? It's true, but y'all, it's just hot. It just takes your breath away. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like you after you've had Brussels sprouts. It's true, but anyway, y'all. We did get some rain come down while I was recording the LFC with Veda. I forgot to check and see how much we got, but it wasn't nearly enough. No, Big Fatty never is, and I guess that's it. Big Fatty, I think you just quit dragging your feet and move the show forward. Okay.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, to see y'all today. Today, the 16th of June. Y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all, I've only met one of the two parties of the anniversary in question. Now, it's not in question of in conversation here. Big Fatty, you moved the micro hoist. I did. Y'all, this person that I know, y'all, he has been to the Pride 48s out in Los Wages and Nolens, and he's been to the Metropolis and Enemy Complex, and y'all, he's even paid a visit here to the villa, an overnight guest, if you will. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, if you've met him, he's just as kind a person as you can get. So you know his other half has got to be quality as well. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only smoking hot Joe Zubia and his husband, Big Fatty. We love Joe Zubia. We do. So y'all, if you see Joe, wish him happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, legacy, y'all. Today, the 16th of June, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, shoo, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, both podcasters, one of them, little show, unsubscribed because they don't do it anymore. Y'all, he's one of the co-hosts. Well, I'll tell you, I met this person face-to-face in Lost Wages, y'all, when he met me, he was in tears. Oh, Big Fatty, had you passed gas? No, he was in awe. He was in awe of an international internet celebrity. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm sure he came to his senses soon thereafter. Oh, absolutely. Y'all, he is one of the founders and co-host of the now gone to glory, It's All About Meh. Y'all, he is the of Meh. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Ed Candelabra. Big Fatty, we love Ed Candelabra. We do indeed. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. I think she's been to, if not all the Pride 48s, most of them, y'all. She was Big Fatty's co-host on the pink carpet in New Orleans, and y'all, just as kind a person as you will ever meet, would give you the shirt off her back. Big Fatty, please, we don't want you doing that. It's just not pretty. No, okay. Y'all, she is one of the co-hosts of the podcast award-winning Greetings from Nowhere. Y'all, she loves the gay grandma. She loves to get decorated up. And y'all, you just never know what color her hair is gonna be. It's like a Pantone a swatch book. You choose one. Mrs. La 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 Lauren will get that. Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Zombie Girl TJ. Big Fatty, we love Zombie Girl TJ. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Ed Candelabra or Zombie Girl TJ on the social medias, wish them a big old piece of cake. Didn't get to finish telling you about the weekend on yesterday's little show, so I thought we'd pick right up from there. Y'all, on Saturday, I got to, first of all, I realized sometime after I recorded the Monday little show that I had already told the story about the windshield washer fluid, because Gail and King recapped that on Ruination Repeat on Sunday, and
yes, Big Fatty, it's just, ever since week one, all you've done is repeat the same things. There's something to be said for consistency, and at the moment, my consistency is fucking it up. Yes, Big Fatty.
The whole getting the car wash it out back, I don't think you'd heard that part. But anyway, y'all, on Sunday, I got an e-letter saying that that my old mechanical Wacom had been received, and they would be crediting me $195. Y'all, which is fine because it wasn't working right anyway. And so, y'all, my new Roomba is it cost me $205, which I don't think you can beat that.
Oh yes, Big Fatty, $204 will beat it. Well, you know what I mean.
And
Y'all, and it does such a good job. Oh my gosh, it's so good. But anyway, so that'll be coming back to my charger plate here soon. Y'all got up on Sunday morning, had my brofkas. What did I have? Oh, I had leftover biscuit. You know, I had made biscuits for right night, and so I had leftover biscuit toast, and I had only put about half of the pound of breakfast sausage in my dressing, and so I had cut the other half into slices, and so I nibbled on a couple of those, and it was time for the Miss Jane Pauly show, and I'll tell you what that is in a minute. The other thing before I get to that, I decided it was going to be clean sheet night on Sunday night. It was Sunday that I had clean sheets that evening. But y'all on the Miss Jane Pauly show, I'll tell you, they had a special interview, and here's a clue.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Dear Gussie, y'all, they had that Billy Mumy, who played Will Robinson. Danger, danger, warning, warning. That's what the robot used to say. Y'all, that was my robot thing. What is this called? Big Fatty, I think it's called a toy. Okay. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Digga may have sent this to me. Digga and T. Wiggles. If I am mistaken, it was probably Daniel Scott Angel. You know, he has a full size one in his house. But y'all, it was Billy Mumy on there. Y'all, I used to love Billy Mumy, and you know, of course, I also love Dr. Spock.
Oh, the pain. The pain.
Big Fatty, I think old Stinkpot's probably touching himself. Y'all, I loved Lost in Space, and my other favorite one was the Time Tunnel.
Two American scientists are lost in a swirling maze of past and future ages during a first experiment on America's greatest and most secret project, the Time Tunnel.
And y'all, that was one of those Irwin Allen little shows, and y'all, it was kind of the precursor to the holodeck on the Star Trek, because they'd enter the time tunnel and go back to different times in history and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, fun fact, this theme was composed by John Williams.
Big Fatty, how did you get on the time tunnel?
Well, Billy Mumy and the Lost in Space reminded me of the time tunnel. Memories of a childhood.
Yes, Big Fatty, I'm surprised you can remember that far back.
But anyway, it was good. It was real good, and there was a good story on the Astrodome. My brother went to MD Anderson, the cancer hospital, that was in Houston, and y'all saw the Astrodome from afar, but, y'all, it's still standing, but y'all, they're just using it as kind of a storage unit now, cause, they can't figure out what they're gonna do with it. Sunday afternoon, the group of us from the theater company that I used to act with and direct little shows for, there's a group of us. I think there were 10 or 11 of us that we went out and had lunch, and I took some pictures from other shows and all, and But y'all, we always just have a good time, and you know, we sit around and we all we do is talk about the past. Oh, Big Fatty, that's what the old people love to do, talk about themselves and the past. It's true. And but y'all, it was good. Had a nice lunch, brought half of it home, and y'all, that's what I was belching up a little bit earlier. Then y'all, I got home and y'all, I had to get my dear neighbor to switch out the new RFC, or I don't know what it's called, GRD, Big Fatty, it's a ABC plug, you know, that trips the breaker, he switched it out with one that was water resistant, because y'all, the other one just kept tripping, y'all. And sure enough, Sunday night, the lights above the carport came on fine, and y'all, when it got dark enough for the lights on the trees to come on, it flipped the breaker. So y'all, evidently the lights on the little trees are too much. It's just too much. And so that'll be something that I'll have to muddle through, I guess. So anyway, but y'all, one of my trees is dying. I think I've told you that already. But y'all, there's a young kid. He is probably, I don't know, 12 or 13. Anyway, 10 to 13, somewhere in there. I don't really know. But y'all, he's always very inquisitive, and he's always out, walking around, in the alley, behind the villa and else, you know, just not just the villa, but y'all, he always speaks and he always has questions, and he's been asking me the past couple of times about, do I have an attic? Cause I have a vaulted ceiling or vaulted roof. And I said, I really don't have an attic because, it's just, you can't get to it. And y'all, then he started asking questions about me, and y'all, this is very, I don't want to say pleasing, but it's very comforting. Comforting, I think, is the word. He was saying, Big Fatty, do you have any pets? I said, no, I don't have any pets. I used to have a dog, the Jumping Sweet Baby. But anyway, he says, well, do you have a wife? I said, no. He says, do you have a husband? And y'all, I just immediately said, no. Do you have any children? No. But y'all, for him to just off the top of his head ask me if I had a husband, I think that says a lot about how far we've come in society nowadays, at least with him. And I recoded the LFC with Veda, and y'all, just turned the TV machine off, and y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty, you've got these dead spots in the little show. Oh, dear gossie, Big Fatty is probably everybody's favorite part, is when it's just quiet for a few seconds. Probably so. Y'all, speaking of quiet for a few seconds, y'all heard from the Laughing Buddha, he had a live report, 49 cents each, so needless to say, he's, and y'all, his power went out again, is just something else. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday, Hortensia. Hortensia will be arriving today, and y'all, we'll get back to what else has been going on Tamari's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Dr. Stone. And Dr. Stone, how would you describe our Big Fatty?
This is a total old man person.
Downtown. Oh, well, I don't think you could make it any more concise than that, and 100% true.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.